Hey guys, this is Jeff on the WalkingCross.com podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. I'd like to go into part two of a podcast that I was talking about earlier. It was called Walking in the Promises or something along those lines, Walking the Promises Out. I believe it's Walking in the Promises, but it's part one of what I was talking about the first podcast. I'd like to talk about part two of that. So what I'd like to talk about right now is I'd like to talk about some verses I think that we need to apply to our life every day. You know, there is a will of God, but so many times our mindset kind of gets in the way of what God wants to do in our life. I really believe that. So talking about that a little further, Philippians 4, and this should be the King James Version. I'm reading it offline. You guys can look into that, but I encourage you to read this in your own Bible. It would be really good for you to do that. But starting with verse 4, let me go back over that, what this is. This is Philippians 4, and I want to start with verse 4. So rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. You know, a lot of times when we get up and going, one of the first things we do is we think, oh, I got so much to do. I got so many places to go, or I've got so many people to talk to. I got so many things I need to be doing today. I heard it said one time that I was so busy today, I had to take time to pray. You know what I mean? I had to take time to get my priorities right. And I think that's very wise to take that time. And I think prayer, a lot of times I see prayer a little bit different than maybe some people out there. And not that they have a different, you know, a bad way of looking at it. But sometimes I see prayer and praise, you know, as similar. You know, it's like a high form of prayer is praise. And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong in that, but I think a lot of times instead of asking, you know, for stuff, you know, it says to come before his courts with praise. You know, I believe we need to praise him for what we have, but a lot of times if we'll take some time and think about all the things that he's taken us through. And it says in the Bible to build a monument there. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but to remember what the Lord has done, where people, when they come upon that, then they'll look and they'll know that God delivered them through that. And I think that's very important in our own lives when we start looking at the things that God has taken us through. If we can build that monument and say, you know, I'm going to take note of this. This is something I want to remember. I'm going to write that down. And I want to think back on those things. A lot of us won't do that because we think, well, what's the point of that? It's because it's powerful to keep your focus. If you'll take some time in the morning before you get started and you'll start thinking about all the things that God has taken you through and all the things that you have in your life, and you redirect your focus on the goodness of God and the thankfulness of God and to be grateful and have gratitude in your life for the things that he's done for you, it'll put you in a whole different mindset than when you start and thinking about, oh, well, I got to get up to go to work. I've got clothes I need to do. And, you know, I got so many things I need to do to even get started. You need to put yourself in a good mindset before you ever start. And you need to be early. It's important. You know, get yourself a line. Write your list if it works for you. I've talked about that before. But get started early. And take a few minutes just to be thankful. Even if it's just 30 seconds. Take 30 seconds to think how God has delivered you through something or something you're thankful for. Put yourself in a state of gratitude. Hope you got something from that, but that was just the start of this, guys. Stay with me, though. I'm trying to get into more of this that I believe that will bless your life. But starting in that verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Start out your day thinking about that. Think about how he's blessed you. And the next thing, it says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Guys, I want to tell you about this next part. Let me read verse 8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do and the God of peace shall be with you. You know, we're supposed to be an example. You know, if you start doing those things, if you start thinking about the good things, the things that's ahead, the things that you can look forward to, the things that's going good in other people's lives, you start thinking about those things, you start kicking out all the bad things. Like, for instance, when somebody says, well, you know, well, we got this to do, we got that to do. If you'll start thinking about what you're supposed to think about, which is the things that are good, what do we got coming up? Don't dwell on those negative things. Don't think on those things all the time. That'll just put you down, put you in a bad place. But I want to encourage you to do something else. You know, this is talking about whatsoever's good. But I want to encourage you that we have to change our focus. We have to start thinking that our focus and our mindset matters. You know, Psalms 1 and 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's paraphrasing maybe a little bit, but we have to meditate on God's word and what he's told us to do. Well, he's told us here to, in Philippians, to think on good things. He's also told us to love people. You know, it says in the Bible, how can you say you love God if you hate people? Who you have seen, you haven't seen God. So how can you say you hate those that you've seen, you know, and you never seen God? How can you say you love him? We're supposed to love people, whether you feel like it or not. I'd encourage you to love people. And that means taking action to show people that you care about them. Sometimes we don't always are feeling, oh, well, I just want to bless that person. Sometimes you do not feel that way. You have to start taking action. Sometimes feeling follows action rather than precedes it. So I hope you get that. It's not necessarily you just get this good feeling about everybody. You have to choose it. You pray for people because God told you to pray for people. And you keep your mouth off of them. God said a friend concealeth a matter. A friend. He didn't say an enemy. God said a friend concealeth the matter. Keep your mouth off people. Instead of doing those things, start praying for those people. I'd encourage you to do that. Encourage you to think about things in God's perspective. Don't look at it, oh, well, that you know how that person is. Start thinking, you know what, instead of talking about them, I'm going to pray for them. And maybe you say a prayer in your head, Lord, just bless that situation, keep them. But you know what you're doing when you stop talking about other people is you're keeping yourself out of the mud. You thought, oh, well, that's just entertainment. Sometimes it'll entertain you into a bad mood. Don't think you can put your mouth on people all the time and it not depress you. If you're looking for negative entertainment, you may find negative entertainment. Because a lot of times when we start talking about other people, we'll start getting depressed. You have to focus on the good things, like Philippians is talking about here. Moving on, keep your mouth off people. God said a friend concealeth a matter. Let me say that again. God said a friend concealeth a matter. Conceal things. You know, in other words, don't go and just tell everybody that everybody's business. You try not to let your thoughts drift. That's what I've got wrote down here in my notes. I want to encourage you to even not let your thoughts drift. Your thoughts start thinking about something negative. You say, you know what? God's got this. I don't need to think about that. I just praise God for taking care of it. Thank you, God, for taking care of it. Let your mind dwell on the things that matter, things that you can take action on, things that you can do something about. Hope you've got something from this. I may be running a little bit long. I was going to check my time here. Maybe I got a little bit more time. But you need to try to stop even dwelling on the bad thoughts about people. Realize that those type of things can get you in a bad mood. You know, you need to have a response to those things. And I really think a lot of times it is good for us to make sure that we're thinking about things before they happen. Because you're going to have people that test you on this. You're going to get some people that don't understand why you're always speaking positive about things. And I'm not saying I've arrived on this. I'm saying that I'm in process and I'm trying. I've still got a lot of things I need to work on. So I don't want you to think that I've arrived on this, but I do know that I'm on the road and I'm trying to head down the right direction. So we're all in process, no matter how far you've gone. And not to say that I went very far, but I'm trying. But understand that God can handle the situation, that God will handle that. And if you can say a prayer, you know, it's keeping your mouth off of them, and, you know, it keeps you on to doing what God told you to do if you can focus on those things. You know, I mentioned in the other podcast, the first version of this, breaking down of strongholds. You know, I believe God wants to keep our mindset right. He wants us to focus our mindset on Him. And when we start doing those things, we can start getting the results that God wants us to have. But I do believe a lot of it's conditional. I believe that we have to walk in how God tells us to walk before we start inheriting some of those conditional promises. Some of you out there may say, well, I just don't understand. If God give it to you, He give it to you. You don't have to do nothing for it. God has things that are conditional. Then we need to realize that. It's conditional, some of these things. But I've talked about this, the 2 Corinthians, and it's talking about breaking down strongholds. I'm going to go over that right quick. It's 2 Corinthians 10. And it's dealing with verse 3 is where we start. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I believe Christ is above every thought. I believe He can hold it captive. But we have to start believing in those promises. We have to start believing and having faith in the promise. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I've tried that. You know, a lot of times we're not trying it in the right way. You know, it ain't about if you try it once or you try it 30 times or 10,000 times. It's about trying until we get to where we need to be. And sometimes it's the knowledge and the understanding that we need to walk in to be able to inherit a promise. And I know there's a temptation to say, well, that didn't work for me. That didn't work. You can choose to think that way if you want. Or you can choose to think, you know, there's something I don't know. You know, some people say, well, there ain't reasons for certain things. Well, just because we don't know what the reasons are doesn't mean there's not reasons for them. And you may never know the reasons. A lot of people get stuck on the reasons and they want their faith to be based on reasons. They won't say, well, that didn't work. Well, that don't work. Well, that must be things that God... Don't make assumptions on things that God takes care of that we don't know. You could be walking down a road that God wants to take you off of. I want you to understand that a lot of times God has a way and a will for our lives that if we would choose and not get into God's business but do what He's told us to do, a lot of times we might inherit a lot more of the promises that God wants us to walk into. They are conditional. I hope you're getting something from this today. And I'm preaching to myself as much as I'm preaching probably to you guys at some point anyway. I want you to understand that when we get into God's business, we start getting off our business. And that's what God's called us into, is to be a servant. Some of you may not like that. You might say, well, servant, no, they don't have anything. You got to understand that everything's taken away at the end of your life, but eternal things. And it's those internal things that's going to matter. Was you a servant? Was you in the ministry for God in some way, shape, form? I'm not talking about just being a pastor, a preacher. Well, did you do what He called you to do? See, those things outlast you. They bless other people. Those are the things we're called to, guys. I wanted to go into so much more today, but I wanted to talk to you one more last thing about this. Is I want you to think about where you're at right now and the things that's causing you trouble. Are you depressed? Do you have things that you can't get up and you're thinking, I just don't have no want to anymore? You know, God's even over that. You know, taking that time to believe that promise and to build that faith and to tearing down of that stronghold and speaking life over that situation, but taking authority in a Christian way, that Christian's authority in Christ. If you can understand that, you can start to walk in that promise. Now, you may or may not start to receive the direct manifestation of the answers of what you think you ought to see, but God has a way of working these things out. If we're in Him, God can work those things out. But if we're in us, we get to the point where we're just thinking we can do it of our own accord. That's when we're falling away from where God wants us to be. But it talks about, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Ask God what He wants for your life. And if you see that this is right for you, pray over your life. Pray over your life that God would walk into this situation and take ownership of your situation and pray in Jesus' name that this thing be broke off your life, this depression, this lack of energy. And then after you do that, I want you to start speaking life in your life. Start believing it. So I'm just going to believe that God's going to take care of this for me. And I'm going to start walking it out instead of, well, I can't do that. You know, I can't wake up early. I don't have no energy to do that. I want you to start speaking life into your situation when you're thinking you can't do those things. Start saying, you know, with God's help, all things are possible. I believe that. You know, the Bible talks about that God, with God, everything is possible. You know, but I believe when we walk in God, God can make the things that seem impossible to us possible. Hope you've got something from this, but speak life over your life. Take authority in Jesus' name over your situation. And then when you do that, break that stronghold and then start speaking life and start acting life. Don't just sit there and say, well, I can't do this, and well, I'll just have to wait on God. I've already done what you've told me to do, but I'm still going to stay in bed to 10, even though I don't have no, I could get up. I could start putting feet to my prayers. I'm going to wait till God forces me out of the bed on this situation. Now, I'm not telling you to get out of bed if you're sick in a situation where you feel like that you need to stay there. But what I'm saying is if you're depressed in a state of you're not feeling like you have the energy and the want to is really what I'm talking about. The want to. Sometimes, I say sometimes, because you got to pray what's right for you in your life. Okay? But sometimes God is waiting for us to do what we're supposed to do before He takes over. You know, you have to pray to receive a lot of times. And sometimes we need to put action to our prayers. But there's also times that we need to wait and see what the will of God is. But I would encourage you to do what I said before, and that is ask what God wants you to do in your life right now. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. That's paraphrasing a little bit, guys, but think about doing that in your situation. Ask God what He wants. Start looking at it through the lens of where God wants to take you, not what you think is possible. Hope you can catch the vision. Guys, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.